Bad spirit characteristic number 9. You're too comfortable. Yes, it is possible to be too comfortable. You can become so passive that you get nestled into a comfort zone, where the name of your game is to play it safe, not to reach, and maintain the status quo. You don't challenge yourself, you don't strive for any kind of excellence. You become inert. And if you're not careful, you will find your days turning into weeks, weeks turning into months, months turning into years, and before you know it, you'll look up and it's all over. I know that so many of you are afflicted by this spirit. There have been surveys done with thousands upon thousands of everyday Americans, all of whom have a house, a job, 2.2 kids, and the barking dog, typical Americans from anywhere USA. And when they are asked if they are genuinely happy with their lives, they don't just say no, they say hell no. When they are then asked why they don't change, their answers are almost universally the same. In fact, the answers could be summed up in the words of one survey participant. I'm doing what I'm doing today because it's what I was doing yesterday. The problem here is that there are no sure deals, and that means a bad four-letter word, risk. In the back of your mind, there is the idea that you might not be able to change as much as you would like. What if you admit that you want and need more, and then you're unable to get it? Now you have acknowledged that your life is not what you want, and it's harder to just rock along. Your comfort zone might feel safe, but it's filled with compromise. If you're in a comfort zone, you are failing to meet your responsibilities in the relationship. You aren't contributing, you aren't stimulating, you're not energizing, you're simply not carrying your end of the deal. If you're in your comfort zone, then you can be certain that you've lost touch with your core of consciousness. You've stopped relying on your best instincts, values, talents, and wisdom. Here are some typical feelings and behaviors of this inert spirit. You never talk about such subjects as where your relationship is going, what your deepest desires are, what you dream about, what gives you passion. You may sit for extended periods of time, blankly staring at the television. You say to yourself you can't do things because you don't have the willpower. Your first reaction to almost any suggestion by your partner is no. You don't have the desire to go somewhere new or try something that's not part of the regular routine of your life. Anything involving risk to your current lifestyle is definitely avoided. As a result, your lifestyle offers no challenge and no stimulation. You say, "I don't know," to so many questions. "I don't know why that happened to me. I wish I knew why I did that." What you're really saying is that you've closed your mind and decided it's not worth the work anymore of trying to understand what's happening to you. You basically become a passenger in your life. I'm probably not the first one to tell you that life isn't like the pizza man. It doesn't deliver. You've got to make the move. And if you don't make a move right now to correct a bogged-down comfort zone life, it becomes easier and easier to just stagnate. To break the inert spirit, you must break through denial. Stop justifying your own passivity and stop avoiding the risk and challenge of change. Bad spirit characteristic number 10. You've given up. This is the state of mind in which you believe that you are in an intractably permanent position. You believe the circumstances you find yourself in are so unchangeable that you can do nothing about it. It's what happens when so many of the bad spirits that I've already mentioned have crowded into your life that you cannot imagine there being any possible way out. You've become so forlorn and lonely, so emotionally isolated and disconnected, so negative and cynical, so far from your core of consciousness, that you completely shut down that part of your brain that tells you there is any hope whatsoever. Here, you have basically decided that you have no core of consciousness. In this condition, you have stopped entertaining the notion that improvements can be made to whatever has happened between you and your partner. You have stopped learning or gathering new information. And most significantly, because you've shut down your information processor, you are unable to see even the most obvious opportunities to rejuvenate your relationship. You refuse to notice any change of spirit in your partner, and you refuse to notice any change of conditions or circumstances in your own life. You are like a caged bird that no longer sings, completely unable to realize that the cage door is now open. Here are some observable indications that you can use to determine whether or not this learned helplessness has consumed you. You have consciously accepted a dull pain as a way of life. You have surrendered to the reality of just going through the motions in a flat and dead relationship. You often think or say, "What's the use? It will never change." You no longer even bother to protest when attacked or abused by your partner. You think it's pointless to try to change because it will only make the other partner get angry. You feel helpless and experience disappointment in the relationship, but would never state it overtly. You constantly become ill, for example, and have to spend days in bed, and may even turn to prescription pills or alcohol, or twice-a-week dependency on some therapist. This is a terribly epidemic problem. It is a pattern that is often seen in abusive relationships where one partner believes there is nothing that can be done except continue taking the abuse handed down by the other partner. You might be listening to this and thinking, "I'm not one of these people." But if you are consumed with defeatist attitudes, "I've already given too much and I'm just too tired to change. My partner will never change. Nothing can change our relationship." If that's your thinking, then you are already allowing your disappointment in your relationship to turn into pessimism, and trust me, despair is not far behind. I want you, right now, to listen to me. If this is your thinking pattern, you're killing your spirit. People do change, and so can you, and so can your partner. It is not too late. I recognize this has been a very tough chapter to listen to and reflect on. It has focused almost entirely on the dark side of living and how we can rip apart our relationships. But the bigger danger comes when we don't acknowledge that dark side. Then we will never be alert to its arrival. We will never be ready to resist it and cast it out. But there is good news. Because you are at the point where you're ready to move forward, to proclaim, "No, I will not do this anymore. I will not let my competitiveness cause me to drive a wedge between me and my partner. I will not let my self-righteous attitude control me. I will not give in to my tendency to be dishonest and hide what I really think and feel. I will not become vicious and alienate my partner. I will not lose my self-esteem, and I will not be helpless." You do have the power to change. You may not always think of yourself as a leader, and you may not particularly feel like a leader in this relationship, but you are now. Because you now possess some powerful knowledge, and because you are in the process of gaining even more powerful knowledge, you have an opportunity to provide important direction in this relationship. Don't you dare cheat yourself out of this chance. You've come this far. Now let's go do it.